Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been a lovely summer so far, and the Marin County Fair is only a little over a week away. Get ready for a bug-tastic time at the Marin County Fair, July 2nd through the 6th in San Rafael. From pig races to free carnival rides, nightly fireworks, and live music with TLC, Brooke Eden, and more. Plus the Be So Fly Music Fest on the 4th of July. Tickets at marinfair.org. We have a big giveaway coming up at 8 o'clock. I can't really say much more than that about
it.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's big.
It is big.
Real big. It's
going to be a good one.
It involves a band.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that, too.
Yeah. And tickets. We'll have tickets.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Mm. And we have a lot of tickets to give away, too.
Very good.
Yeah.
How about a hint?
They have a lot of hits.
Don't guess.
Nope.
Don't guess. Well, I'm going to move on. Here we go. Your first story is Nick Cannon naming all his children. It's time for a minigame. He was asked on a podcast to name all of his children. Was he able to do it? Yes or no? Was Nick Cannon able to name all 12 of his children on a podcast?
Well, I'm torn because I do feel like this doesn't make the news if he can do it. So, but then again, it's still, he's got 12 kids.
You'd think he'd know all their names.
I'm going to say he didn't do it.
He did not do it. Okay, what do you think?
I'd have to agree because I don't think it'd make the news if he got them all right.
You're correct, everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a point for each of you. Good job.
I can't think of he's a defensive back and he played for the Chargers for a minute, but he was that guy who was a dozen kid guy and he couldn't name all his kids either. And it was it's just crushing to think.
It's one
thing. What is that thing? Sneak out of your house without you and do stuff to girls. And then, you know, later you're like, I don't know how, what?
Yeah. I mean, I assume you're cutting a check. I wouldn't be bummed about this except that, because like that guy, okay, fine. He's got chicks. He's paying them, whatever. He's, you know, moving on with his life. Nick Cannon makes a big deal out of being, I'm the daddy, I'm there for the birthdays, I'm there for the
I don't believe
Father's
it for a
Day, all this. Well, right now that he doesn't know all their names, during a recent appearance on some podcast, he was asked, can you name all 12 of your kids? And he whiffed. He admitted right off the bat, it usually gets him in trouble. Well, with
so he's failed at it before.
Apparently.
Okay.
The ones he failed to name were his two youngest, the ones I probably couldn't have named. I can't name them. All I know is Mixolonian something. The most recent ones are the ones he couldn't name. He failed to name Beautiful Zeppelin, which is just the best name. Yeah. I think they're running out of fun names.
I'm a Zeppelin fan, too, like for real.
Beautiful Zeppelin.
I wouldn't put that in my kids' names, but all right.
Actually, I suppose you could name a kid Zeppelin. Like, their name is Zepp. There's worse names.
Sure.
Like, Beautiful. That's a silly name. Beautiful Zeppelin, whose mother is Abby De La Rosa. I think he's got a few kids with Abby De La Rosa. He has a couple with a few chicks. And then Halo Marie, he had, I assume, her with Alyssa Scott. I believe she's the mother of the kid who passed away. I think his name was like Zen something or other. They all have very long, complex names. Nick Cannon blamed his need to procreate on a king complex. He says that he thinks he's the king.
He says that about himself?
Yes. He says, you know, black men, we always be like, what's up, king? I really think I'm the king. That's a quote. Him.
I believe him.
And he says his need
that he really thinks that.
His need to procreate. Well, he's certainly creating his own court, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All those kids. Yeah, plenty of kids. And he says he's got a king complex. So there you go.
Well, the women see him coming. They sign up for it. So No one's being abused in that situation. And he's paying out the you know what. Mm. I mean, I guess I take that back. The kids are being abused because they're just this joke. Can you name them?
Right.
They're the joke.
Yes.
And he shows up for all the stuff. No, he doesn't.
Well, Instagram says he does, Vin. So I believe Instagram.
Trust me, I'm 2 weeks into summer. I can't handle it. Mm. I'm already burnt. You're telling me he's keeping up with 12 kids and all their things?
Listen, he stops by occasionally. It's enough. He stops by to drop off the check. So I want to talk about the box office a little bit. But first, okay. I thought, you know, as I was kind of going through it, I thought, huh, interesting. So it's time for a game.
All right.
And it's called Pixar, True or False. That's all. I could use some game music. Thank you.
I want to begin by saying I love Pixar movies. They're not all as good as the next one, though. That doesn't mean they shouldn't keep making movies. Like, you can't meet the bar of Toy Story every freaking time.
Just tell a great story. And I believe that that's their philosophy. They make quality stuff that a parent can enjoy as much as a kid. There's a little nugget in there for everybody. They've always got kind of a good moral base.
I think there's heart in all of them, but they all can't be Up.
No, they can't. Or Toy Story.
Well, as one of the stars of the movie Cars, I feel like I have a little advantage as well.
Oh, you think you're gonna ace this?
And I would say,
since I signed the wall and everything.
One of the first things that I saw from Pixar was Cars, and it wasn't in real time. It was much later when I had a kid. But I think that's one of the best movies ever made.
It is such a good movie. It's so great, and so much of it is. Like, it's a good story and great characters and good voiceovers, but that it's the music. The music in that is just great.
It's all of it.
But your voiceover,
Paul Newman going, all this stuff, like Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Sarah.
I have a very small part, but I do have an exchange with Paul Newman's character. Rest in peace, Paul. Okay, so you ready for some quizzes? This is just a Pixar true or false quiz. Toy Story 3 was the first animated film to make over $1 billion worldwide. True or false?
True.
True.
That is true. Released in 2010, it was the first one to pass the $1 billion mark. Every Pixar film has a reference to the number A113, A113. True or false?
True.
False.
It's true.
What is the number?
A113 is an inside joke. It's the classroom number at Cal Arts where many Pixar animators studied.
Oh, okay, cool.
Finding Dory made more in its opening weekend than Incredibles 2. True or false?
That's false.
I'll say true.
It's false. Now you guys are tied 3-3. And actually, I think I had carried over the point from the mini game with Nick Cannon. Finding Dory, let's see, Incredibles 2 actually holds the record for Pixar's biggest domestic opening weekend. Any guesses on that? I'll give it to whoever comes close. Incredibles 2 beat Finding Dory.
Are you talking about nationally or internationally?
Nationally, over the first weekend. What did it open to?
$112 million.
$113.
$182. That's a point for Vinny. Huge opening. Pixar has never won the Academy Award for Best Picture. True or false?
Wait, best animated picture or best picture?
Academy Award for best picture.
It has never won. True.
Yes, true.
That is true. It's won best animated a few times. Brave is the only Pixar movie with a female lead.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm saying false.
Well, yeah, of course. Yes, false.
False is the correct answer. At first you go, yes, and then you think, oh, Turning Red and Inside Out
is Inside what I thought of. But I was trying to think, is Mulan Pixar? It's not.
It's Disney.
Okay.
Pixar's first feature-length film to not get a theatrical release in the U.S. was Luca. True or false?
Not get a theatrical...
So that was what?
Direct to
during
streaming.
During the pandemic. I'm going to say that's false.
I'll say true.
It is true. You guys are tied 6-6. Luca went straight to Disney Plus in the U.S. in 2021. No box office.
Because of the pandemic.
Yep.
Damn thing.
Damn pandemic.
Pixar's overall lowest grossing movie at the domestic box office is Cars 3. True or false? Now, this is after its entire run in theaters. Cars 3 did the worst. Overall, lowest grossing movie at the domestic box office.
They should have stuck to one. I'll say true.
It was a disappointment of the three pictures made, but I'm going to say false.
False is the correct answer, and Vinny, you've won the game.
All right.
The Good Dinosaur is actually the worst grossing
Pixar
movie.
And you know what? I loved The Good Dinosaur. We watched that a million times at my house.
Elio set some records over the weekend for worst Pixar opening ever. It set the record they didn't want to set. $21 million, third place in its opening weekend, which is terrible for a Pixar movie.
Well,
you liked it.
I liked it. It's a fun movie. I watched it with my kid and enjoyed it very much. Is it up there with all their best movies? It's not. Mm. And I said that at the time. Like, I still believe they should put out movies. They can't live for the bar of Cars and Toy Story. Right. No one can, but...
And they've always got stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah,
so it's...
no, and I thought it was super fun and totally worth my money and time. And I'll probably watch it five more times once it comes out on on my home TV.
$21 million at the weekend box office. Elio had the worst opening ever for a Pixar movie. The previous record holder for worst opening for a Pixar movie is actually Toy Story.
Oh, way, way back. Okay.
Opened over Thanksgiving of 1995 and made $29.1 million in its first 3 days. 5 day total was $39 million.
Well, didn't that turn around?
It certainly
and
did.
And become something special.
Yep. 2023's Elemental made $29 million in its opening weekend, but went on to earn half a billion globally. Pixar is obviously hoping that Elio will do something like that. Over the weekend at the actual box office, number one was How to Train Your Dragon, second week in a row. That made $37 million to hold on to first place, but its total domestic gross is $160 million so far. 28 years later was number two, made $30 million. And by the way, Alpha Zombie Peen is being talked about. It is confirmed. I tried to find pictures of this, by the way, and I couldn't. The ones I did find were blacked out.
What are we talking about?
28 Years Later, which is a zombie film. Uh-huh. Started with 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. This is a movie that came out this weekend. Let's revisit these people 28 years later. Apparently, there's some hog available for your viewing pleasure. And
yeah, that is what you said. Peen. You said peen, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying there's
the
man
alpha
area.
Zombie. Who I guess if you're hung like that, you don't wear clothes. You're just happy to be there. It is confirmed that is a prosthetic, which I wish I could see it, but I can't find. I was looking. I typed in all different search terms. I'm trying to see this thing. Maybe you can find it for me, Maddie.
So they're saying they put a giant one on
the alpha zombie,
the boss zombie.
So why is the boss?
Because he's got a big one.
I guess so.
And is he able to use it? Do zombies do that?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I definitely saw the first 28 days later, and I'm pretty sure I saw 28 weeks later. But I wouldn't go to the movie theater to see this, so I'd wait till it streamed. I do like a zombie movie. But I don't remember what the deal was with these. These zombies have adapted and are working together. Like, it seems like they're teamed up. So, these poor humans, they're just doomed.
Yeah, I'm kind of over zombie films. I feel like the running and running and running and some more running is just, I'm over it.
Yeah, they're saying here that it was prosthetics. There's a law that states that, says somebody has to be a prosthetic.
Oh, if it's above a certain size?
I don't know if there's a size limit, Ben. I'm not sure what the...
And don't look this up, people.
Why?
I've just got random pictures of hog.
Mm, oh!
Yeah, coming up.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You seem very distraught about it.
Well, some of them are...
How dare you look that up at work?
Never mind. I don't even want to get
don't
into
even,
it.
Don't even. Yeah, don't. It's just fine.
Don't look it up, kids.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I mean, I tried. I tried to find it, but I couldn't. I was very, very... I was sad about it. You know, a little bit sad. Not that sad, but a little. So, How to Train Your Dragon, number one. 28 Years Later, number two, with $30 million in its opening weekend. Elio, with $21 million in its opening. Lilo and Stitch has made its fourth place, and it has made $386 million.
It's crushing it.
It's doing great. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Listen, it's made almost $200 million, $178 million. But I'm actually surprised that this is not do like I'm ready to watch it. I can't wait for it to start streaming. I watched the second to last one, the beginning of this series. I feel like
I don't know. I watched them all. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see it. But with summer here now, quite honestly, I'm going to kid movies. That's what I do. Otherwise, I'll see that when it gets to my house. The Mission Impossible, I mean.
Number six is Materialist, which I think is like a Dakota Johnson movie with Julia Moore.
She's in it. Pedro Pascal's in it. Chris Evans is in it.
Yeah. No, it was a big cast, but it's at number six. It's made 23 mil in 2 weeks. Ballerina, which I had kind of high hopes for. That's Ana de Armas in the John Wick universe. That, after three weekends, has only made $51 million. Is that a flop for them?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Karate Kids Legends is just under $50 million, and it's in eighth place. And that's $50 million total in 4 weeks. It made about $2 million bucks in theaters. Then Final Destination, Kubera, never heard of it. That's at number 10. The Phoenician Scheme is at number 11, but it's made like $16 million in 4 weeks. So I think it had a couple weeks of limited release. Anyway, there's that. Bianca Censori and her boyfriend Kanye, or husband, whatever the hell he is, they're busy putting her into new outfits and walking her around in weird behind warehouse scenes. She's wearing... Do you remember the candy necklaces that you'd wear and you could just, you know, snack on your necklace?
Yeah, I hated those things, but I do remember them, yes.
Yeah, there she is wearing her candy necklace bikini.
They just end up covered in drool.
Well, yes. Remember the elastic would get wet because mm-hmm. you'd have to kind of chomp on it to
gross.
Get one
off.
Even if you separated out the candy, it was like a thing. She's as hot as ever and wearing very little clothing. The only thing I could think of was don't eat the candy in back. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's going to be good candy. I'm just saying my personal feeling on it. I'll eat some of the candy on the bra top and stuff, but there's definitely some deep seating of some of the
I can assure you there's nothing wrong with that. That candy's perfectly fine. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not going to kill me.
I mean, you of all people, you'll put anything in your mouth. You're saying no,
you know
huh?
what? Even I will draw the line at certain things, Vin. Thanks for that, though. Yeah, she's wearing an edible bikini.
All right.
So good. You know, maybe he munched on that later. I don't know what he's up to. All I know is she's wearing a tiny bikini and silver high heels, and he is wearing the baggiest clothes you've ever seen in work boots.
Well, here's what this says to me.
What does it say?
For a minute there, we thought she had escaped and was on the run and had, you know, gotten free and okay, and she is still with him. And so I feel like she is absolutely needs to be held to the same standard he is. She's there and green lighting all this nonsense he's up to.
Everything you're mad at him about, you should be mad at her about, too.
So unless we get her running for the hills at some point and, you know...
Writing the book.
Going to a police station and saying, I need you to have my back here. I'm leaving my captor. then she's absolutely complicit in all this stuff, right?
I feel that way. She had written a couple things when he was really going crazy on Jews, one of the most recent times. And she was saying, you know, I hope God can forgive you. She had written some stuff, like, you know, on social media, because mm-hmm. that's where everything official goes now. And we were getting the divorce rumors at the time, too. So I thought, okay, so she's finally hit her limit. And then now she's back and he keeps putting her in outfits. I mean, this isn't the first outfit I've seen her back in. There was one last week. It was just like that see-through bathing suit. Like they had to blur. They have to blur everything out on it. So there's that.
As someone standing next to me yells the stuff he's saying, I take a very deep step backwards.
Yes. Sideways, right? Out of the frame.
Yeah. Like, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I don't want any part of that.
Mm.
So.
Just a quick update. Nothing has happened this week in the Diddy trial, but the defense is saying they're probably going to present and turn it over to the jury by the end of the week. So that ending is something to look forward to, I guess. There's plenty of things to look forward to, but that's one of them in the world. And I guess I'll break this over. I don't know. It's kind of late. Johnny Depp, it's been 3 years since we watched the live stream of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial when Johnny sued Amber for defamation and won, by the way, for an op-ed that she wrote accusing him of domestic abuse. She was found liable of 3 counts of defamation. But she had won another judgment, too. Remember, she was going to get millions over a course of a few years. She promised it all to some charity or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That all went. Johnny's looking back at what he went through and said he was a crash test dummy for the hashtag MeToo movement. He felt like he needed to take Amber to court, even though it would semi-eviscerate me. Look, it had gone far enough. Everyone was saying it'll go away, but I can't trust that. If I don't try to represent the truth, it'll be like I've actually committed the acts I'm accused of, and my kids will have to live with it. So the night before the trial in Virginia, I didn't feel nervous. If you don't have to memorize lines, if you're just speaking the truth, roll the dice. I'll fight till the bitter end. And if I end up pumping gas, that's all right. He says he was a crash test dummy for the
gas station attendants can't buy $30,000 bottles of wine, dude.
Oh, he doesn't know about money.
Oh, right.
Yes, because he's been rich for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He also doesn't realize that people pump their own gas these days.
Yeah, right? That is true. I think only Oregon makes you.
Oregon may have gotten rid of that by now. I'm not sure.
Jersey, you're saying?
I think Jersey was the same way.
But Oregon was that way. Yeah. You'd pull up and you were not allowed out of your car. You had to wait for someone to come and put the thing in your tank. And, you know, and then you sit there and go, do I tip? What do I do here? Right. What is this?
Mm. I'm just going to drive to Washington.
Who offers full service? Because that was it. Remember, there was self-service lanes and full service lanes. And if you wanted to stay in your car and you pulled up to the full service, they not only pumped your gas, they washed your windows.
Right.
And I don't know if people who did that.
And loitered by your driver's side to hopefully get a tip.
I don't know if people tipped or not.
I don't know.
I was a kid.
Mm. I know. That is true. Like when we were kids, that was widely available and maybe even required at some places. But I don't remember there being a tip situation. But now everything's a tip situation.
Right. Good point.
Everything. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, me. Okay, well, let's see here. I have some bad news, and then I have some really fun news after.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out our Instagram, the Alice973 Instagram page for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Yard full of gopher mounds?
Oh,
ATCO Pest Control gets it. and they got your back. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off gopher or mole treatments this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com. Seriously, they're not going to just walk off.
No.
Like the gophers don't go, eh, they're not bothering with me around here. I guess I'll move on to someone else. They don't do that. They'll just hang.
Like, well, I would love to just destroy this whole lawn.
This is where I live.
Yeah.
Here. So call Atco.
Whack-a-mole.
Have them help you.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. Sunny today. Mid-80s is your high. The wind will continue. By the way, snow did fall in Tahoe over the weekend. And that's a rare, rare occurrence.
Yeah. It was a storm.
Blew through and when you see the pictures, you'll go, in June.
Right. Capsized the boat even.
On the first day of summer even. All right.
People, I'm sure, were not expecting that on their little Tahoe vacation.
Right. I wasn't expecting this either, and this is the big news I teased you with. So the United States attacked Iran. We dropped bombs on their nuclear sites. They say the report now is that the bombs caused severe damage, but the full impact is unclear. Then I started seeing stories about, well, gas prices are going to be a thing. Mm. So we'll see how this affects us. They've also, Iran, I should say, has also sworn to get us back.
Mm.
So that's the news that I sort of saw. I think I was out to dinner and I looked at my phone real quick and went, okay, well, this isn't dinner topic when the kids are sitting around. So I'll put that down. But holy smokes.
It's honestly just.
So there's that.
Mm.
Here's something totally different.
Okay.
Over the weekend, my daughter was in a play.
Yes.
She was in the play all weekend long. Like they
couple weeks of camp.
They crammed this in and then there she was. She had a singing part and everything. And I did post some pictures. There was a point though, and this I think was the first night. I saw her get ready and she's got a face full of makeup.
Yeah.
And hair and all the stuff. But I'm walking by her bathroom and I'm going to show you the picture. I'll come over there.
All right.
So you can at least see that I'm not entirely crazy. You see that toothbrush?
Oh, is that lipstick on the end of the
toothbrush? Oh, so you were, okay, well, that's
I brushed my teeth with lipstick.
I didn't think lipstick.
You thought
I was
blood.
I texted my wife and I said, don't make a scene, but our kid is bleeding out of her mouth. And I sent the picture.
Oh, boy.
And she goes, that's lipstick. And I went,
phew.
Well, both phew and also, we do lipstick, right? Mm-hmm. I forgot. Mm-hmm. That's where we are now. We wear bright red lipstick.
Well, we're about to be on stage.
Great.
Daddy-o.
Yeah. Anyway, the play was great and she did look good, but I had no idea. Didn't even occur to me. I thought blood.
Mm.
Like, you know, with the teeth falling out and all the stuff. Yes, she's still that age where...
She have a few to lose still?
Yes.
Mm.
Can't
believe she's gonna be 12 this year.
Oh, it's worse. I don't know how much I should say, but I'll say this. I got a text this morning and she said,
this is your older daughter.
Yeah. She said, I got my crush's phone number yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, from camp?
From the play.
From the drama camp, yeah.
And then, of course, I'm like, wait a minute, what? Who's your... And so she says the name, and then I'm like, how old is he? And then she says some more stuff. I go back, I'm like, how old is he? He's her age, so I was okay, well, all right.
Yeah, that's...
Just remember what I told you about boys, though.
They only want one thing.
Yeah, Weasley, you know.
And you got to watch the drama kits. They were always doing it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What do you mean, yep? You were a drama kid.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't doing it. I mean, you started to do it later, like at a pace no one could keep up with, but.
Yeah, it definitely was
happening
it was
around you
going
big time.
On big time, because not when you're your drama kid, you're usually also like a band geek and in the chorus. There's all these like things where you go away to perform or that you're hanging out in a backstage scenario, completely unchaperoned, like S went down.
They are there all effing day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yes.
And one of the things that I thought was really surprising is she said, once I'm mic'd, I can't eat. So I have to eat. Then they mic me and then I'm done. I can't eat anymore.
Mm-hmm. And try not to tell any secrets about anybody.
Right.
You know.
Anyway, we have a crush now.
Mm.
Yikes.
So is she going to be allowed to text him? Because didn't you guys say no texting?
Yeah, there's no texting. I don't know what her mom's going to do. Mm. I'm going to support that however I need to. I mean, I feel like normal 11-year-old, 12-year-old experiences
were phone calls.
Fine by me. Phone calls, movies, a peck. I mean, by then I had already Frenched, so I mean, I can't really say much.
You Frenched in second grade.
It was third, but either way.
You're a sixth grader, by the way.
I really don't want
Older
her to.
Is she in fifth grade?
She's going into sixth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, weren't you with a sixth grader
when
you were a third grader?
Yes.
Yeah. So a little older than Isla.
My first French was, yes, with a sixth grader.
Stop.
And my friend.
Your first French. Oh, you're
you
such
must
a
have
stud.
Been legend.
Well,
by the way.
I don't know about that, but
yeah,
my friend did tell me, like, here's what you do. And I went, all right, I got this. He was an older guy.
Oh.
He was a sixth grader, too.
Mm. Let me give you some pointers, kid.
Christy Wetzel, you're out there. Thanks for everything. Good memories.
Thanks for the memories.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts.
The official animal of Scotland is the unicorn.
Makes sense.
Does it?
Yep.
Not only is Texas not the largest state, but if you cut Alaska in half, Texas would be the third largest state.
Oh, as in both halves would be larger.
Still bigger than.
I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait, what a lot, man.
The three guys who founded Compaq Computers were initially planning on starting a chain of Mexican restaurants, but they decided to do the computer thing instead.
That was a good call on their part, you know.
Yeah, it seems to have gone well enough. I don't know where they're at today, but...
Like, what would they have made with their line of Mexican restaurants?
Ghostbusters was originally written to feature a three-man team played by Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, and John Belushi.
Oh.
They rewrote it after Belushi died, and Eddie Murphy's not in the movie, so there's that.
Yeah. But they did get Bill Murray.
Yeah. God, I saw this video. It was an Instagram post of Bill Murray and Gina Davis on the couch doing an interview. I don't know what late night show it was, but he was... so all over her in the creepiest way. And they must know each other, but it was one of those things. I'm just looking at the video going, she's on TV and can't say, Bill, get off me. And he's just caressing her arm and she's in, you know,
gross,
some starlet dress. So she's showing a lot of skin. And I just went, oh, Bill,
And what were they starring in together?
I don't know. I know they had been in Ghostbusters, which we're talking about a second ago, but I don't know if they've done other stuff. I don't know what each of them was promoting in the movie or on the late night show, but he was just doing that. Mm. Oy.
It's a movie called Quick Change in 1990 that they were in together.
Who was the girl?
What?
It's Gina Davis.
You said it was Gina Davis.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you say that.
Oh, yeah. It was, oy.
Yeah. I'm sure she was just like thrilling.
Which leads me to my next story. The betrayal is immense. A man's upskirt photos targeted close family friend and more. They're calling this guy a dude from Holland. He's a businessman who took upskirt photos of women and betrayed a close family friend by taking images of her at the beach and on vacation and even in the presence of her husband and children, she told a judge. This is just one person's story. I looked it up and went, this guy got himself caught at Lowe's. A lady was walking by him and he bent over to like tie his shoe, but she sensed something was off.
Oh.
So she called the police on the guy. And I don't know, she must have known more than just this guy seems creepy, but he'd taken a picture up her skirt as she walked by. And that's what she sort of got a feeling about. Called the police. They came. They got a hold of his phone and went, Oh my, but like that was the tip, very tippy top of the iceberg. This guy now admits I had a real problem.
Had.
Well, he's busted now in every way.
Now he's got different problems.
I tried to find out if his wife, because as I'm looking at this, I'm going, how much time do you get for taking up skirts everywhere you go? And also from close family, friends, and all that stuff.
So gross.
Yeah. One of the victims, now a 19-year-old former employee, moved her final exams and booked a flight to look him in the eyes as he learned his sentence. She wanted to be there.
Oh.
So these are people who trusted this guy. And the man was found with hundreds of photos of unsuspecting women on his phone. Some of which, many of which, were upskirts. He got about half a year in jail. What I was trying to find was, did his wife dump him or not?
And right.
I can't find that info. This guy's 40. He's a businessman. He owns coffee shops, franchises there in Michigan. And
this is what he's up to.
This is what he's up to. As a 27-year-old woman passed him in a store, he bent down and took a picture of or a video up her dress.
Oh.
She told investigators, I was uncomfortable with how close he got to me, but wasn't sure if he'd done what he'd done.
But suspected it enough that she made the call.
Yep.
Well, good for her.
So he, well, she.
Because a lot of times you might just like brush that off and continue on with your day.
Like, yeah, typical. I'll take the bear, right?
Mm. Don't want to tangle with a man.
Anyway, now this guy is going to serve some time. And I still, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. But I can't imagine the wife. Does the wife stay with him?
You know, I like to think the wife doesn't stay with him, but who can explain people's choices?
If John just said to you, I just like naked ladies, I'm sorry, hon, would you be like, all right, well, 30 years in, it's hard to not forgive you.
I want to hope that I would walk away.
Oh.
It would be hard because I know him and I don't feel that he is that, like it would be out of the blue. But if that's what he was up to, I'd be super, that'd be a huge bummer.
It would. I know. That's why I'm like, I can't find it. I can't find if the wife said, that's all. Thanks. Because these are families that vacation together. One of the women was like, we vacation together.
Yeah.
We go to church together.
Oh.
We have dinners together.
Right. And you, the whole time, what are you, taking shots underneath the table?
Yeah. I don't know.
My dad goes, my first thought was, who the hell's wearing skirts at Lowe's?
Gentry, you're listening?
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know.
Gentry.
Sometimes people wear skirts, Dad. Sometimes they wear short skirts.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny's first French, this is from 415. A sixth grader when he was a second grader?
That's
Sarah's first French, her cousin Tucker.
That's not true.
Maddie's first French, his second grade teacher.
Yeah.
You've got quite a show.
Mine's not true, though. Everybody else's is true.
925 says, Sarah, why are you hounding Vinny? Didn't you make out with your cousin?
I didn't make out with my cousin. So glad this is coming back up.
Well, I mean, you know, the people.
Thanks, the people.
Quick Change was the movie. She was not in Ghostbusters. That's right. It wasn't Gina Davis. Who was that?
Sigourney Weaver.
It was Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
The woman in red.
Yeah.
She My
and,
bad.
She and, who's the little guy?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. They, like, she's just like on fire and just like the crazy makeup. And he's all like, yes, I am also evil. And they're like the gatekeeper and the key master.
The key master.
Yeah.
They can't do this anymore, can they? 510 says, I won the Hot Lips trophy when I was a high school senior, and I'd been working on it for a couple years.
They definitely aren't doing that anymore, do they?
That's not allowed.
You can't even hug in kindergarten, for God's sake. There's no way there's a Hot Lips thing. Remember kissing booths? Those were a thing when I was a kid.
What?
Kissing booths? Remember that? Like at the fair? They'd be
well,
like
I mean,
a fundraiser.
I've heard of a kissing booth.
Some
but
cute
it's...
senior would be like, yeah, for $2. Yeah.
You did that?
No, I didn't do it, but...
You did that?
I think I did it once, yeah.
Oh, were you in the booth?
No.
I was going to say, I bet you'd raise some real cash.
But I mean, action available, I'm in.
Even if you're just like 15th in the train?
You don't think about that.
Yeah, we didn't care about colds back in the old days. There's no COVID.
Stay in the moment, sir.
Yeah. It is sort of like even if for it to have happened during our lifetimes. Like I can see it in the 1800s. They just didn't know. They just all had cold sores, I guess. I don't know. They were like, whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah, whatever. It's whatever. It's whatever.
650 says, do they even have yearbooks these days? They do.
They do.
Most definitely. Mm. That's a thing. I can't believe the Hot Lips trophy.
I know.
I got voted funniest in like 7th or 8th grade. Mm. Might have been 8th.
A class clown or?
Yeah, like something like that. But I don't think that they still did that in high school. Our school was pretty big.
We did. I got most artistic.
You did?
I did.
What, did you have a big school?
No, 400 kids total.
Oh, okay.
In all four classes.
707 says, I'm 59. In the 70s, full service gas was windows and checking the engine fluids. No tip. 80s full service was just gas. 90s, it was called mini serve. Shell kept going long after others stopped. I didn't pump my own gas until I was 40.
Oh.
Well, then you had some money, didn't you? Because full service was extra.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. It would be like, it would cost more per gallon.
Yeah.
That, I forgot about that. Maybe that's why we didn't feel the need to tip, because we were already paying more. Because I don't remember it being a tip situation. It's been so long since I saw full service. I would totally pull into a full service now if I ever had to get gas again.
Well, I'll let you all know. I'm going to New Jersey over break, so I'll have to buy gas in New Jersey when it's still full service there.
Oh, take a video.
Why? Again?
Why am I going to New Jersey?
Yeah.
I'm staying with a friend, and one of my best friends that I've worked with in New York is having his 50th birthday party in the city, but I'm going to stay in New Jersey.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're going to a party. You're going to the East Coast for a party.
I'm
going to
be home anyway in West Virginia. It's not a big drive. It's like 5 hours up. So, yeah.
Oh, so you'll go to West Virginia first. Always. Then you'll go to New Jersey. Then and then you'll go into the city for a 50th birthday.
Yes.
Wow, you're going big.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
It's going to be fun. Mm.
Portola Valley has full service gas station still, says 408.
Really? I wonder if there are privately owned gas stations and they have that.
Maybe. Oregon has stopped the mandatory full-service gas station, says 925. I thought that was the case.
Mm.
Either way, gas is, well, we'll see how the prices go. Someone wrote in, don't say we. It's America. America did that.
Yeah. America.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my God. Do we have a pair of tickets for you right after this huge announcement?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.